All right, you are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I am joined by Natalie Clark and Erica Rice, and Mark Nolan's walking in. I see him coming in. But we are here to talk about the 7th annual Driggs Snowscapes, which is hosted by the Downtown Driggs Community Association. You guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Brennan.
Thanks for having us.
This event has already kind of kicked off. We're in the middle of it. But, you know, I know it started off with Friday with the community snow stomping. What is that?
There's a sponsor that will build concrete forms in the City Hall Plaza in front of Driggs City Hall. And they're about 8 by 8 by 10-ish. And they're pretty large. So we take two ladders to get in to the top of the box and then into the box. And the city of Driggs will put snow into the box and everybody just walks around to compact it down. So you're kind of getting in and out of boxes on the ladders, and there's kids there and there's all sorts of people from the community. It's a really fun event.
It's like a grape smashing kind
of. Yeah, exactly.
So, Natalie, you are one of the sculptors. Can you walk us through this process? I know that you are traveling around and doing ice sculptures all over the place, right?
Yeah, actually snow sculpture. So we had day one yesterday, and there's like 10 teams. And, you know, our biggest friend is the cold and our enemy is the sun. So there was a lot of buying of tarps and putting up of tents yesterday to protect the snow blocks. And it's you get 4 days. 8 till 10 every day. And, you know, everybody was going at it.
did you do the competition last year?
I didn't do it last year. I did it a couple of years ago in Driggs. And I did Bernini's Elephant. And this year we're doing homage to Bernini's Medusa.
And you're working with a team, is that right?
Everybody has a team. And the teams are between 3 and 5 people. There's also a high school team from Ashton. And there's a community block that anyone from the community can come and, you know, play around with snow.
And how long does it take to make these snow sculptures?
Well, it takes as long as you have. So you have 4 days, and that's all you get. So, you know, from early in the morning till late at night. And, you know, everybody has their own process of doing things. A lot of things are gridded out. One of my team members is actually a Italian marble carver, so he's got his method of blocking out the shapes.
And when will these sculptures be ready to view for people who want to come check them out?
So the events open all week, and we encourage the public to come and interact with the artists and check out the techniques and you know, enjoy the fun. And then Saturday is the sort of the big unveil and the voting, and it's a public, you know, the public vote on the people's choice.
If you're just joining us, I am here with Erica Rice, Natalie Clark, and Mark Nolan, and we are talking about the 7th annual Driggs Snowscape that is hosted by the Downtown Driggs Community Association. And Mark, you are one of the judges for this event. How many other judges will be joining you?
There are, I think, 5 other judges, and it's exciting because these blocks of ice, when they get done with them, do look like Carrara marble. They're just white. Beautiful, very finished. It's not like us making a snowman and just sort of smoothing out the side of it. These are accomplished, very accomplished carvings. And it's unfortunate they're not in Carrara, but that might be beyond the budget of Driggs.
And you've been a judge before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so this is your first year.
Yes, but it'll be fun because I went back and looked at the previous years, and the astounding amount of work. Like the even just getting the snow and in the squares is a lot of work, and there's a lot of community that goes on. If you look at the time sequence, they have a time sequence of the event from last year, and you see it sort of like ants all over these white areas during the day, and then it's quiet at night, and then the Saturday is even more little ants in the picture that are enjoying it. It's an exciting time for Driggs.
Do you guys have any favorite sculptures from the past?
Yes, I have a couple favorite ones that stick out in my mind. There was a Darth Vader sculpture that I believe was done by the Ashton team last year. Somebody made a Buddha that was big and round and very like foreboding on the plaza. There was a Wizard of Oz with all four of them, Dorothy and the Lion and the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and Toto. And there's always a cowboy kind of Western related sculpture every year. Somebody does somebody by a fire or a horse and a rider or some sort of cowboy themed thing. So people are really excited to find out what's going to come of that block of snow.
And this whole event is going to be wrapped up by the 7th annual Snowball on January 20th.
That's correct. Yeah.
What does that entail?
That's like a prom for Teton Valley. There's going to be Jackson 6 is playing. There's also going to be blackjack dealt. And we don't use actual money, but we use some coins and some representation of that. And then people get prizes at the end. They don't get a money award. And there's just fun and dancing and live music and celebrating snow and celebrating winter.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming in and talking about it. I'm hoping for some cold weather for you this weekend.
We are
for
too.
Thanks not to come out.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Once again, you can check out the Driggs Snowscapes. It's hosted by Downtown Driggs Community Association, and you can check them out now through the weekend. All right, you are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.